Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To get into Hastings' wife saying, quote, she vows to take down whoever did this. You know, his car blew up. We're going to be getting to that in the next segment. Then we've got a special guest joining us on the technocratic takeover, top professor. But right now, let's go back to your calls. William in Utah. William, wow, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Alex. Well, I know a lot of people are scared, especially with this Michael Hastings thing coming out. It's pretty apparent. Everyone knows that it's real, you know. People are scared that
they're killing a lot of reporters. They're killing a lot of soldiers. They're killing they're killing good guys all over the place. Yeah, they're going to keep doing it.
And anyway, there's two things that I found in my personal life that's brought me peace and you know, helped me get through these times. The first thing is, you know, daily prayer, talking with our Father in heaven, the Father of our spirits. And the second thing is daily scripture study. I use my iPad every morning to read the King James Bible, and I also read the Book of Mormon. I don't know if you've ever, have you ever read the Book of Mormon?
No, I haven't.
The most powerful chapters are the last four chapters. So it's Moroni chapter 7 through 10. I recommend if you don't read anything else, read those last four chapters. And, you know, if we do these two basic things, God will lead us to what we need to do to fight against tyranny and support freedom.
Very interesting. What's your take on courts telling Second Amendment advocates that they can't have their free speech? Gag order sought for eighth grader arrested over NRA, and a man facing 13 years in jail in L.A. for water-soluble chalk with anti-New World Order messages on the sidewalk. The judge says do not bring up free speech as a defense so that it can't be mentioned so the government loses the appeal. This is judges consciously involved in trying to defraud justice.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. I myself, I'm an artist, and you know, we all deserve the freedom of speech and expression. And
yeah, well, I've meant to do this for a while. I'm going out in Austin with chalk today, and I'm gonna write all over everything. I mean, give me a break. It's totally First Amendment. It washes off the next rain, and I think everybody everywhere. In fact, we should have on July 4th, in between hot dogs and fireworks, I think everybody should go out with chalk. Under the First Amendment. No, you may be arrested in this tyrant of a country and write anti-New World Order pro-liberty messages. You may be founding father quotes on the sidewalk. But see, if it's little kids out there drawing flowers and out there drawing little houses, they don't arrest them. They don't want you having your speech. They want you to pay your money to them and take some vaccines and roll over and die. And you know what? I tell them they go right to Hades. Thank you, William. Charles in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to be with you. And I've been a listener for about 4 years now. I'm well awake. And I wanted to address this issue about the federal court makes gay marriage legal. I don't know whether or not you saw that. It came in today where you got all kind of new. Just type in federal court makes gay marriage legal, and you'll see a ton of articles where it's on different news networks where they've made gay marriage legal and everything. And I just want to say that the stuff you preach definitely coincides with what the Bible prophecy says. And for that, it's just amazing to know that there's people out there like yourself and other people that you interview and everything that are getting the truth out amongst people. Because even though we live in a society where people easily get offended by other people telling the truth on them, and the Bible says the truth hurts. And you're going to have people that are going to get offended. They're going to get upset about it. But it has to be preached. I mean, Jesus said in the Bible that, you know, if they'll persecute me, then they'll persecute those that follow me and those that follow my teachers and everything.
And yes, so, I haven't gotten to the big ruling. You can see drudgereport.com has the big rainbow flag up there and all the latest on it. We've got some articles on Infowars.com. But again, on the surface, it sounds like civil rights. And that's how it's sold. But in the reality, it's about teaching five-year-olds about sex. It's about the government taking over from parents. It's about anti-family stuff. They do not like marriage. They do not like the family. That's the government.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. Coming up, we have a top professor joining us dealing with the technological takeover that's happening. From your appliances spying on you to all the new pharmaceuticals that are going to come out, they have their way are going to have tracker chips in them. That's all mainstream news. Told you that a decade ago. Now it's all mainstream. You might want to listen to us. We know what we're talking about. The Supreme Court strikes down federal law that marriage is between a man and a woman. Again, it's about going after marriage. People go, hey, let people live together. You know, live in peace. That's how it is on the surface. But this agenda in the textbooks, in the plans, you see how anti-family Hollywood is. You see the agenda. You see how anti-man it is. This is a social engineering program to break down society on record. On record to tell five-year-olds that Heather has two mommies, or you know that Bobby has two daddies. I mean, this is pedophile behavior. Forcing down the throat of children, specifically. Sexualizing them when they're supposed to be innocent. You know, Jocelyn Elders saying, let's teach five-year-olds how to masturbate. Reach down and help them. It's just the government in our life. As MSNBC says, your kids belong to the state. And they've said back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, I cover it in the extras of Endgame 2.0 that's online. We show the university studies where they said, we're going to promote promiscuity so that people have abortions, don't have meaningful relationships. We're going to promote homosexuality. Homosexuality has always gone on, and I'm not here even demonizing people. The point is that they're force-feeding it, ladies and gentlemen, as just a way to be trendy. That's why there's so, I mean, you see the trends now where you know, a lot of women say they're lesbians, but then they end up getting married. Because they just go become a lesbian for a while because that's the trendy thing to do. Or, you know, same thing with men. And now they're just saying, we're pansexual, we're omnisexual. Humans have always, to some degree, been like that. Mammals are. The point is that they are artificially trying to amplify it unnaturally with chemicals in the food and water to reduce our population numbers and to break up the family. Clinton is hailing Supreme Court overturning law. He signed. There you go. I mean, it's just all part of the two-facedness. So nothing belongs to the family. That's why they say in federal documents, do not say husband and wife. It's hurtful. Remember those stories about a month ago we covered? It actually says France has made it the law. See, a father, see, being straight is a crime, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look at how they demonize gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. They're coming after us. Now, the average gay person, he's not into this, but they still will support any policy government puts out because, oh, that's their friend. That's the friend that wants them to have rights. Is that why the government in 1978 on record, this has been declassified partially, is part of a Navy program in a hepatitis operation in the village there? In New York, gave thousands of highly promiscuous gay men who were having hundreds of partners a month. Very destructive, folks. Very destructive lifestyle at that level. HIV, just like Bayer, helped pass that around as well. Oh, they care about you real good. They like it you're not going to have kids. They like it you're going to die alone, statistically. They like the fact that gay men have the lowest life expectancy. They want to kill you. The last thing they want is for you to ever have the joy of children. But don't worry. Don't worry. They're going to go take heterosexuals' kids. They're hunting us. This is and give them to the gay couples. That's what goes on. And I'm supposed to go, here, take people's kids. I mean, it's liberal. Maybe we should sacrifice our kids to a big homosexual altar. Maybe have a pyramid, and you go up, and the gay priests are there, and you like, they, you know, they chop your kid up with a meat cleaver, you know, to prove you're not racist or homophobic. I mean, this every society has done this in Sodom and Gomorrah. Whether you believe the Bible or not, the men come to the door and say, "Give us those men. Come out. We're going to have sex with you." Where did they get this idea of a gang of men coming and saying, we're going to rape you? Because in every society, once this starts, the Romans, it was outlawed, folks, because they'd seen what happened in other cultures. Rome rose, was stoic, got into this, and pretty soon it was Caligula dressed up like a werewolf, raping and killing children. And I bring this up because this is what all elites end up doing. Raping and killing children dressed up like a werewolf. You don't know about that? Look it up. They would have big, you know, hundreds of people laying on the ground at those low tables eating. They had vomitoriums. You'd eat and eat and eat and vomit and vomit and vomit and feed the vomit to dogs outside. And I'm not joking. Look this up. Called a vomitorium, where the word vomit comes from. Or Vulcan, vomiting like lava coming out, I guess in the Latin, if memory serves. And the point, and the whole point, that's why it's, I guess it's also Vulgate, you know, means to, you know, project out. To speak. And so they would go and do all this. And by the end, it was just ripping children's heads off, stabbing them, blah, chewing their throats out, blood spraying all over the walls. I mean, that's where this goes. So just understand, that's where this goes. That's what's going to happen. That's where it ends. I mean, look at the BBC. Every week or two, someone's being arrested and pleading guilty to raping 9-year-old girls at devil orgies and raping 5-year-old boys and devil worshiping and necrophilia and hanging out with the royal family. And just, it's so many articles, I can't even cover it all. Because they just want to get it to where they can do whatever they want. You understand that? So, there, I've talked about what's happening on that front. By the way, we've gotten in contact It's a good idea because we pretty much instantly got in contact with some of the people that were blind, copied the email, his good friends from Michael Hastings. And I want to cover that now. Friend, Michael Hastings is working on biggest story yet about CIA, not about reported love interest or women that the media claim were love interest of General Petraeus. Sergeant Joe Biggs says journalists would never have driven at high speed and said that he's talked to the wife, who he's good friends with, and that she's scared to go public, and that when she gets more information on what she believes is happening, she will, quote, take down whoever did this. And that everyone that knew him said that he was scared. They were coming after him. They'd never seen him so flustered. And he'd been in combat zones for years, folks. He was an embedded combat reporter with the Marines and the Army in Iraq for years and Afghanistan for years. They'd never seen him even in combat situations act like this. And you know what happened to him a few hours later. So I want to go to a clip with Megyn Kelly so we can analyze this propaganda, which talks about tinfoil hats and stuff, with Sergeant Joe Biggs, who, by the way, may be on the show today. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
I question whether this was truly an accident.
It's the fact, the way that I've... The other times that we've spoken before and this email I got, it was just very panicked, and it didn't seem like something normally we would talk about. And I just felt a gut feeling. Something didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm. But the police say it's an accident. They you know, looked into it. They said, look, he was driving fast. It was 4:30 in the morning. It was dark. Lost control of the car, went through a red light, hit a tree.
Well, his friends and family, they know him. Everyone says he drives like a grandma. So that right there doesn't seem like something that he would be doing. I mean, he had a lot of friends and family that cared about him. He had a good life to live. There's no way he would be acting erratic like that and driving that out of control.
What do you think is going on here? I mean, because we talked about this a couple of times just because it's getting so much attention on the Internet. And people who are close to Mr. Hastings are still raising questions about the LAPD and their conclusions that this was an accident. What is the alternate theory, that he was murdered, that he was intentionally targeted by someone?
I don't know that. I just know that from the email to hours later dying, it's just not a coincidence like that. Things don't add up. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered. I contacted by email Mercedes today, asked them if it's normal for their cars to blow up to that extent, for if the engines fly out on a normal basis. I mean, these are the real questions we need to ask.
And what of the, I mean, obviously he was investigating a couple of high-profile cases. He was looking into, he said, Jill Kelly, who was connected with the whole General Clark. Go ahead.
His wife today said that that's definitely not true, that he was investigating into Jill Kelly.
Michael Hastings' wife says he was not investigating that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what was he investigating, as far as you know, that would have caused any consternation whatsoever by someone?
CIA, but from what he said, or his last, one of the things he said is it was going to be the biggest story yet.
You know how people are going to react to this. They're going to say the tinfoil hat people think the government killed this journalist by taking
exactly.
over his control, his car, doing something to his car. And the other people are going to say, that's nuts.
Oh, yeah, nobody. The government never kills journalists. No.
I mean, I can understand both viewpoints. But like I said, he's not someone that would be driving around erratically like that in the middle of the night. That just wasn't how he was. So that just leaves a lot of questions and a lot of digging that need to be brought up and answered. I'm not going to speculate and say I think anything, because that's just going to make me look crazy.
Well, no one wants that. We just want answers.
And no one wants asking questions.
Official Richard Clark
is now basically a crime in this country, and that's why they can disappear your neighbors. And people will say, I'm not going to be kooky. Don't know where the Joneses went. This is how Nazi Germany happens right now. I mean, they are killing journalists all over the place, constantly now. And, I mean, they've had the troops pull up in Baghdad and with tanks attack the Reuters floor of a building under orders. Of course they killed him. They blew his car sky high. It was a car bomb.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms. And now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change things.
By the way, folks, we're going to have some breaking news on the Michael Hastings. Very suspicious. 98% chance they blow him up. But I said if it comes out that he's doing a big story, if it comes out that he was on the run, if it comes out the car blew up, and people are like, no, it blew up. This is on Wednesday morning, right after it happened on Tuesday. And it hadn't gotten any coverage the first day it happened, and it just fits the total M.O., so we're going to be getting into that. Roman V. Yampolinski, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He's been on the broadcast before. is a computer engineering and computer science professor, director of cybersecurity lab, and we're going to get into his whole bio and exactly where he works now. He's worked all over the place, and he's the guy that a few years ago started coming out and saying, look, we're going to end up having a Skynet type of scenario here if all of this continues. And now it's all coming true. I mean, here are some of the articles that I've got that we'll be showing TV viewers on the document cam. Forget to take your medication. These pills will tell your doctor. I mean, it just goes on and on with your smart meter watching you in your house and ground penetrating radar. The establishment is putting the architecture of control in so they can control us with the technocracy. What the professor has pointed out is that what's happening here is that the machines could actually do this. And I know I butchered your bio, sir. What's most important for viewers out there to know about you?
I'm a computer science professor. I do research in artificial intelligence and security. That's pretty much what they need to know.
And I know you've worked at quite a few universities. Currently, where are you a professor?
I'm at the University of Louisville, Department of Computer Engineering and Computer Science.
So the same place when we had you on last time?
Yep.
Wow. I mean, since you wrote about that a few years ago, it's really become a bigger issue. And we hear about all these backdoor chips and things. What do you think about what the establishment has decided to do with the architecture of the technotronic state?
Are you asking me if there are backdoors in majority of technology?
Sure. I mean, what is your view of the design, the overall design of the technological system being put in?
Can you be a little more specific about which aspects you...
Sure. I mean, look, the entire grid is being built so they can spy on us and control us and remote control our cars, everything else. This looks like it's tailor-made for an artificial intelligence to be able to take over.
It does require something capable of processing massive data, big data as we know it. It's not possible for a human being to monitor all the databases, all the sensors, so it definitely would require some sort of intelligent technology. As far as is it specifically built for this purpose, or is it just a side effect of having more and more technology in our lives? I'm not really sure about that.
Again, Professor Yampolsky is our guest. This is just a short segment. We'll get more into detail in the next segment. If people want to check out your work, what is the best place to go to? Louisville.edu, and then just go to the computer engineering and science program that you had up?
Just Google my name, Roman Yampolsky. I'm sure you can put it up on the screen. Also, my new book, Artificial Superintelligence, The Futuristic Approach. First hit on Google. Just look for that.
That's what I wanted to get you on about today. And then I've been so sideswiped by all this Hastings news coming out. But let's briefly speak about that. The former head of national security, Richard Clark, has said these new cars can be taken over and remote controlled. DARPA admits that. And some are saying he may have been remote controlled and run into the tree. I'm not even saying that's what happened. It looks like a car bomb to me. My issue is that shows how our society is being taken over.
You can definitely have ways to hack medical devices, self-driving cars, anything which is autonomous can be hacked and compromised and taken over in principle.
I just have a feeling of dread about what's going to happen with all this going in.
It is dangerous, but this is exactly where my research comes in. I'm trying to make those systems safer, more secure, combining security and artificial intelligence in one area of research.
Well, I know you're a leading expert who really isn't even negative. You just go from a more realistic angle than somebody like Ray Kurzweil that just says, it's going to be wonderful. Heaven, we're going to live forever. There'll be no problems. Put the robots in charge now. I'm going to be God. And that's a quote. I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to be God. We're going to come back, sir, and talk about your new book, which I need to get and read, and talk about real scenarios of what we could face if we don't get control of this technological development. All this and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Our site is InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305. Or heartandbody.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking to a professor who is breaking down exactly what he believes from his deep research we're facing. And, Professor, continuing here today, talk about your book. Talk about, you know, the wide-ranging situation that we're dealing with.
So the book really is about what the future of artificial intelligence is going to bring. Most people agree that in the next 20 to maybe 100 years, we're going to see something developed on the level of human intelligence. How is that going to change society? How is that going to impact all of us? My book aims to make sure that the humanity is going to benefit from this technology, not get hurt in some really significant way. So that's essentially the main theme of a book. It discusses ways we can make those technologies safer, hack-proof them, make them serve common people.
Break down for the common person out there exactly the type of scenarios that could unfold and have already unfolded with these systems.
So if you realize the number of different jobs we have outsourced to artificial intelligence systems. They can already control nuclear power plants, airlines, stock trading, essentially anything of significance is not done by people anymore. And this trend only gets more and more severe. At some point, we'll have computers controlling everything. And if there is a bug in a system or if an enemy hacks into the system, this could have devastating effects on the whole society.
And, of course, that really, from my research, has been the DARPA plan the whole time. Get the whole world to adopt this system, build back doors into it. The West then builds the giant cybersecurity commands to offensively take over the world, Professor, and then build the back doors in to where they can use it to suppress and track the general public and even predict the future of mass movements. That's basically, from my research, what the Pentagon admits they're doing.
I am not familiar with any insider plans. I can notice things like NSA distributing cryptographic algorithms, which seems like a counterintuitive thing since they're trying to break those. So if there was a backdoor in their hashing algorithm, for example, I wouldn't be surprised.
Professor Yampolsky is our guest, and you can find out more about him by checking out his book, and we'll put a screenshot up on the screen for people that are watching us on television so they can get the name of that book. It's Artificial Superintelligence, a Futuristic Approach. And you can actually see one of the professor's interviews with us right there, Skynet Rising, the AI Threat to Humanity Exists. My issue is, are you more concerned about breakdowns in the system, or governments using these to dominate, or an actual AI-type artificially aware system coming online, and then that decides to take us out like Terminator?
All of the above. My job is to make sure everybody's safe, so I can't ignore any opportunities, any options. It's easier to study and easier to justify scenarios where someone is hacking into the system externally. Something like a self-aware AI system going crazy is really futuristic. We're not quite at that level yet. But something like a government putting a backdoor to control the system, that's quite realistic. That's standard computer security.
Professor, what do you think of what Ray Kurzweil has to say? Because for me, it's more like a comic book, the way he puts things out. And he admits he's starting really a new religion. And they're saying you'll either merge with the machines or you'll be stepped on like a bug. And they're selling this utopian view. But when I look at the real technological development and what the establishment says they're really building, it's more in line with something like Elysium, the new movie coming out with Matt Damon.
Kurzweil is probably the world's number one expert in that field. I mean, he's amazing at predicting what future of technology is going to be. He precisely predicted the year a computer will defeat a human chess champion. He predicted a lot of other technologies. He is, in my opinion, somewhat overly optimistic about how beneficial technology will be without spending as much time on possible negative side effects, which I think are just as important. With his recent appointment as head of engineering at Google, he definitely has financial resources and other capacity to make a lot of his dreams come true. I wouldn't be surprised if they had a very successful AI program at Google as a result of Ray Kurzweil's work.
But my issue is the technocrats. I've studied who's running this, and they openly say we may just get rid of everybody once this new level of evolution takes place. We're talking about genocide here and people playing God, and I don't think the public is even aware that Ray Kurzweil is able to predict a lot of what's coming in the future because he's an insider and kind of their front man. He's obviously a very smart, a big inventor. He is basically the public face of what they're planning to do, is my point. I mean, I'm not even an engineer. I go off of what they say they're going to do. And so that's why he knows so much about the goals. I mean, he wants a technocratic world government run by an AI supercomputer where we're reportedly going to be given eternal life by giving up our humanity and merging with machines. Sounds like a nightmare to me.
Well, even according to Kurzweil, it's not going to happen until 2045. What's going to happen more in the near future is actually beneficial improvements. For example, people with disabilities might get their abilities back. Blind people would be able to see, paralyzed people able to walk. We're already starting to see a lot of this. So there is a lot of benefit to this technology. Of course, like any technology, it can be abused by governments, developed super soldiers, all sorts of things. But it's important not to cast all of technology, all of progress as bad. There is definitely a very significant benefit all of us can gain from those techniques.
What about the general public with lowered IQs, lower intelligence? They're calling it basically computer fog. The language is already shrinking. People are already having their brains rewired at a young age in a bad way. I mean, Alzheimer's connected to TV watching. I mean, I really see a lot of what computers are doing is dehumanizing us and hurting us. It's not really doing what Ray Kurzweil said.
There is a lot of negative side effects, and especially with kids, I'm personally very concerned about putting robots in a classroom because those things are not tested. We don't know if we're going to get a whole generation of children with autism as a result, how it impacts their ability to judge body language. So it is definitely something to look into and have review boards. We shouldn't just push this new technology on kids. That being said, again, we are using technology right now for this interview. There are clearly awesome benefits to technology if it's used properly. So the important part is to strike this balance between the dangers of technology and amazing benefits. As far as this divide between people getting dumber if they abuse technology and others getting too much power because they have access to technology, it seems that the pattern is for technology to get cheaper exponentially, so more and more people who are not rich necessarily get access to top-notch technology, take cell phones. 20 years ago, only the super rich could have a cell phone. Now everyone has a smartphone. A farmer in Africa would have more information access than the U.S. president had 20 years ago. That's incredible. Even if people are not as well educated, they still have a lot more tools at their disposal. They are better connected. So, again, it's a two-edged sword. We need to look at both sides.
Again, my issue is that they're putting all this backdoor tech to spy on us in all the major electronics, and then we're having to pay for this because of this corporate standardization. I'm saying, Professor, I see the architecture of the system being built in a predatory way. That's my concern.
And you might be right. I'm not an expert in that, but the only tool we can use to protect ourselves is yet more technology. If you're saying there is a backdoor in that cryptographic protocol, we need to develop a better open source cryptography to protect people. So we can't turn away from technology. We have to embrace it and take it away from government hands and do it ourselves, do it better.
Let me ask you this, Professor. Do you, in your gut, do you think humanity is going to make it, or do you think we're going to destroy ourselves?
I think we're going to make it. We might change ourselves in the process. Not quite as radically as what Ray Kurzweil might suggest with cyborgs, but we're definitely going to come to rely on technology a lot more. Our education system will change from memorizing information to learning how to search for information. We'll really learn to use robots and computers a lot more as tools and assistants for everyday life. So really in many high complexity occupations we'll see robot human teams working together. A doctor controlling a robot surgeon or something like that.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of positive things there, but the globalists don't want the poor people to have access to this revolution. That's why they plan to set up a world government, forcibly reduce world population, and then go forward into the next age of man, as they call it. I mean, take Foxconn, run by the liberal trendies, who are really authoritarian monsters of Apple, with Al Gore on their board. They have the most oppressive factory subcontractors and demand the highest dehumanization programs available, and then the suicide nets. And so so many people commit suicide, and they drug them and do forced abortions at the Foxconn, reportedly. That now they've just ordered, as you know, millions of robots and are now replacing the humans with them. So I don't see that nexus point meeting where we bring in robots and then we just do more advanced things. Instead, we just get killed. And I think that's the path that's been chosen. And Ray Kurzweil's not going to tell people that, but that's actually in the deeper literature. And Bill Joy wrote about this back in about 13 years ago, you know, the head of Sun Microsystems, for those that don't know, in Why the Future Doesn't Need Us article. And he said he talked to colleagues and, you know, do we keep people alive and just let them play games all day or do we get rid of people? And, you know, most of them said, let's get rid of everybody. So, I mean, I don't know. I think that might be something we should talk about.
It is, and it's exactly what my book is about. That's exactly the questions it raises. What can we do to make sure that we are needed in the future? How can we make sure that those technologies are not given too much power? That's exactly my concern.
Well, when I heard about your book, I wanted to get you on. I didn't know that it's not out yet, and I really want to support it, and you need people's support to get it out. Artificial Superintelligence, a Futuristic Approach. And how do people make sure that the book gets out?
So it's a crowdfunding campaign. I'm making it open to everyone. They can contribute. In fact, there is an option to become a contributor to the book. Just Google it. Google the title of the book. It's on Indiegogo, which is a crowdfunding site. And you can contribute as a supporter. You can pay towards proofreading of the book. The more contributions we get, the sooner we'll be able to release the book, the cheaper it would be to print multiple copies. Essentially, I'm looking for a lot of input from top researchers. I already collaborated with quite a few people. You can see on the website exactly with whom. But I attend all the top conferences in the field. I present at all the top workshops. I really know what the state of the art is.
I know. That's why we get you on, and that's why I guess...
I spent the summer working with Ray Kurzweil at Singularity University. I know exactly what their process is. I work with people criticizing him. I work with people admiring him. I really try to come as an impartial scientist and disregard the political aspect of it, but find technical solutions to the problem.
Sure. I didn't even know that you've worked with Ray Kurzweil. And I know you've written several other books. But again, I don't want to sit here and judge Ray Kurzweil and say he's a bad guy. It's just that he's always promoting world government and you know, pushing all this. And I recognize the stuff he's pushing. I was reading about 100 years ago from the Fabian Socialist and their plan for the world. And you got to hand it to them. They wanted to discover what made humans tick. They went out and found out DNA. But then you see, you know, the type of stuff Watson that discovered it says. And I just know it's eugenics-based. And in the 40s, after World War II, the eugenicists remade themselves as transhumanist. And I just know that there's a very arrogant anti-human bent in these people. And they've decided we're junk. And they've decided they're going to decide our course. I just think the public should have a debate about this. And that's what I like about you, Professor, is that you're trying to have that debate.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I talk to people all the time. I just had a lecture to high school students who are considering computer science, and those are the questions I mentioned to them. They are going to decide our future. They are going to be the ones designing those systems. What type of moral values do they put in robots, in military robots? What can a drone do? Are they autonomous? Are they requiring human supervision? Can we have a politician who is a robot? There are lots of questions we need to debate as society, and those are not easy questions.
Roman Yampolsky is our guest here today. I've been asking a lot of questions, Professor. What are points that you'd like to make that we haven't gotten to yet?
I definitely want to give opportunity to all your listeners to participate in a project. They can follow me on Twitter, Facebook. I post constant updates about the project, how it's going. I'm always looking for talented students to join the lab, so that's another opportunity if any students are interested in doing a PhD, master's thesis in my cybersecurity lab. As far as the topics, again, we tend to concentrate on what our biases, our background leads us to. Some people see it as it's going to kill everyone. Some see it as a heaven and immortality. We need to realize that reality is going to be somewhere in the middle. We're going to use those technologies to benefit us, and if we're smart enough, we're not going to end up in an existential catastrophe of some kind where we'll have a Terminator-like scenario. Ideally, we'll manage to avoid that.
But we exactly, but if they've got 30,000 drones last time I checked of the Predator and Reaper class, and they're moving the troops to robots. I mean, you can already see the plan to make us obsolete. That's my point, is that the major corporations do not have a good view. And currently, I believe, from the evidence, we're on a very bad path. That's my point.
There's a lot of common sense things I can agree with you on. Definitely it's dangerous. Definitely it needs to be looked upon. There needs to be oversight, not necessarily government oversight, but research oversight. We have research review boards for medicine, for nuclear, for chemical weapons, bioweapons. We need something similar for projects related to nanotechnology, synthetic biology, artificial intelligence, robotics. Not any type of research should be fully funded by the government where nobody knows what the outcome of it is going to be.
And now you sound like President Eisenhower. I want to come back and talk about the NSA and the fact that any engineer that works in telecommunications tells you these spy hubs are there. So, I mean, I know you're non-political, but I want to get your take on the NSA. And when you talk about synthetic biology, that's really, from what I've seen, where they're going. We'll talk about it all with the Professor Dombolsky on the other side. I'm Alex Jones.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
With phone calls that are holding. We start the next hour and a bunch of news we haven't gotten to yet. And then we have one of the friends of Mr. Hastings joining us, who got the email and can give us some very interesting information coming up in about 40 minutes from now. In fact, when I was out there 20 minutes ago, that was being confirmed. That's nailed down, correct? Okay, it's totally nailed. Okay, well, we'll believe it when we see it. This should be big. Good job, guys. Briefly, efoodsdirect.com/Alex is where you can find the biggest special I've ever seen them do. Free shipping, and when you buy three, you get one free of any of their huge line of the best storable foods on the planet. And if you're not storing food, if you're not having backups, you're crazy. With all the stuff going on in the world, efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or follow the banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Free shipping. It's only going for another 4 days, 5 days till the end of the month. And also, buy three, get one free. Just amazing deal. And lastly, InfidelBodyArmor.com. Amazing body armor, chromatic or ceramic, only stops 6 rounds on average. This stops hundreds from AK-47 up to 308 and more. InfidelBodyArmor.com and their Patriots, 888-608-6605, 888-608-6605. They've got a lot more than just body armor there. They've got body armor backpacks, a huge line. Check them out, InfidelBodyArmor.com. Going back to the professor, Doctor, we only got a few minutes left here, but specifically looking at the NSA, the fact that they call it national security, that these illegal spy grids, and they are illegal, are in everywhere, and then people are traitors, that he didn't give away our missile secrets, he didn't give away how fast aircraft carriers can cruise, how many knots. He said, hey, they're doing illegal stuff. That's always been protected. What's your view on Snowden?
I mean, I think terrorists always knew we're spying on them, so he didn't really tell them anything new, in my opinion. I know Bin Laden never used cell phones, never used email, always relied on snail mail, and that's why he was so successful at avoiding capture for years. Normal people, I mean, I was raised in Soviet Union. I pretty much assumed government is always spying on you anyway, so... Also, I don't see much of a revelation there. I don't have any political statement to make as to whatever my judgment is in his actions. I just don't see it as something very novel.
By the way, Lindsey Graham has come out and called for reading people's mail now. Physical mail. I mean, that's up on Infowars.com. Enemy of freedom, Lindsey Graham, says he would support censoring mail for national security purposes. They call it censoring to dig through your mail. I mean, there is just, and now they're saying Al Qaeda knows our secrets now. Our government's running Al Qaeda in Syria, folks. I mean, this is all such a sick joke. Professor, in closing, that's where I see the big advances is in this synthetic biology. That's what I'm really concerned about.
It could be very, very beneficial again. We can get rid of a lot of genetic disorders. We can design much better plants and foods and medicines. But it could also create horrible biological weapons. It could create terrible mutations, which we cannot test for multiple generations of human life. It takes too many years. So they test for a year or two and they release those products. So that could be potentially very, very dangerous.
Wow, you know your stuff because I've studied it. Yeah, you can have the change in one generation, but by three, it does something completely different. I mean, it is Russian roulette all over the place. I wish your book well. People should go check it out. Artificial Superintelligence, A Futuristic Approach to Help Get It Published. Thank you so much, Professor. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, price. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.